I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. China, where nearly half of all the world's consumer electronics are made, is expected to be as much of a flashpoint in tonight's presidential debate as it was in last week's matchup. Will Mitt Romney once again promise that on day one of his presidency, he will call on China to change its manipulation of its currency, which enables it to sell its goods more cheaply around the world? Will President Obama label Romney someone who's invested in companies that were pioneers of outsourcing to China? And what should they be talking about? We want to spend a few minutes with James Fallows of The Atlantic. He was in southern China just last week, and for the first time, he was inside the notorious Foxconn factory where iPads and Macs and iPhones are made. And James, you say you were surprised by some of the things you saw. Why? Because we understand you still saw suicide nets up at the Foxconn factory for these overworked workers who tend to jump. So what did you see that, you know, might have surprised you?
I think the main surprise of the Foxconn facility, where some 220,000 people work and where many of the goods that we have around us come from, is how, in a sense, normal it looked. If you've seen any other factories in China or really any other Chinese life, I mean, just to give one illustration, most big factories I've been to in China, the workers are wearing overalls all the time or uniforms. There's a kind of corporate, almost military look. The workers in Foxconn, while they had kind of static jackets on while on the production line, the rest of the time they were wearing T-shirts and sandals and Hello Kitty outfits and whatever else it looked like being in a normal Chinese city where everybody was age 22.
Yeah. So you say you're seeing some loosening, but how do you square what you learned in your trip to China with this debate between the candidates? Mitt Romney saying the solution to bringing back manufacturing jobs is straightforward, stop China's current manipulation. But then we hear President Obama saying those jobs aren't coming back. We hear other analysts saying those jobs shouldn't come back. They're terrible jobs. And we also hear of this call, you know, for, you know, accusing China of currency manipulation. Be careful what you wish for, because this is one of the reasons American consumers can purchase things now, because they're cheap. So weigh in.
So I will say coyly that I've just finished an article for upcoming issue of The Atlantic addressing exactly that point of what you see when you're in the production line, how it compares to the political debate. I will say that apart from party, there is a pattern where whether Republicans or Democrats are out of office, they say things like Governor Romney is saying now that he's going to crack down and stop the cheating. When they're in office, they essentially maintain the policy of the last 30 years, which is that you can't really just crudely punish the Chinese economy in that way, because we are connected in too many different fashions. And in fact, the value of the Chinese RMB, the currency, has been going up substantially in the last year or so. So I will bet anybody $10,000, to put it in a familiar campaign denomination, that Governor Romney, if elected, would not on day one declare China a currency manipulator, just because too many other things would flow from that.
Well, give us some of your other observations. Again, having just been there and putting together this piece, what do you think the candidates should be asked tonight? What do you want to hear?
Well, I think that the list of questions that Bob Schieffer has set out for tonight's discussion shows one thing about U.S. foreign policy, which is how Middle Eastern, how Central Asian, how terrorism-minded our policy has been for a decade or more. That's what most of his questions concern. And when you're in the world, when you're in China, when you're other parts of Asia or Latin America, you see how broad is the range of challenges, opportunities, and all other things for the U.S. now. So I would hope that we could move beyond discussing China just in sort of currency threats and talk about the general prospects for American renewal, re-engagement, and so forth in the outside world. One other point that struck me is that 4 years ago when I was living in Beijing, the Chinese public was fascinated by the Obama-McCain race because it seemed so improbable to them. This time they seemed barely to be noticing the Romney-Obama race. I think that's because they all assume that Obama will be reelected, but it was, you know, sort of the third or fourth level of discourse.
Okay. James Fallows, national correspondent for The Atlantic, author of the book China Airborne, and as you just said, author of a piece appearing in The Atlantic. We'll link you up to his reporting from Foxconn, the factory, at hereandnow.org. James, thanks as always.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And as we said, we want to hear from you. What do you want to hear tonight? Let us know. hereandnow.org, facebook.com/hereandnowradio. You can tweet us @hereandnow, @hereandnowrobin. We'd love to hear from you. So let us do that. Back with a fascinating story and a great read. And I'm not just saying that because this guy is the head of programming at NPR. That's in 30 seconds. Here and Now.